Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You are now tuning in to High Praise Cathedral, located right here in Inkster, Michigan, where Apostle Clarence and Prophetess Joyce Hatton, our pastors, we want to say happy Sunday to all of you around the world, to all of you here in Detroit, in all the cities in the different states, in the countries, Italy, Africa, the UK, Brazil, Australia, Switzerland, Malaysia, everywhere around the globe, Amsterdam. We just want to say God bless you on today. We're going to take you into the service, and we just say just enjoy, be blessed. All right. God bless you all. We're taking you into the service.
Then it's just after that all power died of earth. I don't care whatever it is you're under attack. I want you to know the power is still in the hands of the Lord. No matter how you may say right now, the power is in the Lord. All we have to do is that requires a change. It's a turnaround time. And I'm thankful today that I'm alive to see it. Amen. I'm alive to see it from the hands of heaven. Today, we look forward to a great service this morning. I heard of the Savior that you are with a test. That's what God is getting ready to really show His glory.
All right,
and the enemy is trying to throw you off, distract you, or discourage you. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I just want to let you know, don't worry about it. God is getting ready to show Himself faithful. And the choir say nothing changed, so it might not look like it, but there's a change. God has given us another day and dance ministry. These young people dance today to let you know that there's a change.
Oh,
Thank you.
Which I have acknowledge the presence of Bishop Thomas Pompey with us today. Way of the Jewish to be, but the scripture said, or the word says, that he was a centurion. That means he was not a minister, he was not a missionary, he was simply a centurion. Brother, son to you, what a centurion is. A centurion is an officer of the guard, or an officer of the army who holds in control and authority over all the soldiers. What a man would be if he was like that of a police in Herod's time of rulership. But we did note that though he was not in the Jewish faith, he was not one of the men in the synagogue. He realized that he really did have a right to personally touch Jesus on a one-on-one. So he sent those of the elders and asked them, because he had a servant that was sick unto death. I don't know if you might have read it before, but what I received out of this is that this man recognizes the authority and the power of God in Christ. I said God in Christ. I've been reading in the last 48 hours a book entitled The Development of the Trinity. And if we here today in this 21st century is still wrestling with the notion of the total identifying of what the Trinity is about. It's an ongoing, unsettled question. Churches are somewhat divided because of the one word use, Trinity. First of all, I want you to know that the word Trinity is not scriptural. It's not scriptural. This has been an ongoing debate since AD 131. And 131 years after the death of Christ, the question still goes on, who really is the authority? I don't have time to go undo all of it, but this is an issue that gets raised on today. Now, those of us that understand who Jesus is, now those of us that understand, let's exclude who Jesus is. But I'm not here to discuss that today, but one thing I know, when you talk about Jesus, you talk about the anointed authority of God. That centurion recognized the anointed authority of God. That's why he sent for Jesus at a time of trouble. And I'm here to tell you today, anytime you face the troubles of life, you must be reminded that there is one you can call. This name is above every name. This name has been known throughout the eons of time. This name was even a name already given before he arrived in Bethlehem. John writes it like this. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. And he says there, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. How many of you will agree with me that anointing in the Word? There's power in the Word. There's authority, that's authority that supersedes all other authorities in the Word. This centurion recognized somehow the authority, the power that was identified who Jesus is. Now, when you read the book talks about a place called Capernaum. My brothers and sisters, just 2 years ago, I actually walked the streets of Capernaum.
Uh-huh.
And my amazement to see all the things that the Bible had written about Capernaum. As I was entering the gates of Capernaum, I thought about all the things that the Word of God had mentioned about Capernaum. But in this text, we find a situation where a servant of the centurion was sick unto death, and they came to Jesus. For you don't have any other believing. Matter of fact, he is the answer to every situation. Oh, I wish I had forgiven you. Jesus is the answer. We sang a song years ago. Jesus is the answer for the world today. All of him, Lord, can help us. But Jesus himself, he can help you in your weakest hour. He can help you in your down hour. He can help you even with things you think are doing well in mind, it's not as well as you thought it would be. He can help you. That's why I appreciate the song of the saints of old that says, ask the Savior to help you, to comfort and to keep you. Jesus is willing to help you. Oh, yes, he's willing because the Bible says that the thief comes up with the kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus said, I am come that they might have. Thank you, thank you. I got some years in here. But then I have life that they might have it for. Now, the abundance of life is not spelled out sometimes in longevity, but the abundance of life is to have a relationship with him who comes to guarantee life. You know what I'm saying? It's not only for longevity, Jesus will fail because he only lived 30 and a half years. And after 30 and a half years, three and a half years of ministry. 3 and a half years he walked the shores of Galilee, healing the sick and raising the dead. 3 and a half years Jesus made known his power and authority in the earth. What are we talking about, Bishop? In the 3 and a half years, it was Jesus who was asleep. The bow of the boat and the storm raged. The storm began to rage and the disciples became fearful. When I say fearful, I'm talking like some of y'all do sometimes. Look at somebody that have you ever had any storms in your life. Tell them to say yeah.
He was an officer in the terrorist squad. He made a comment to me here.
from God's house. God will give you a miracle in your house. He'll turn things up out of your house, out of the house, out of your house. Sickness out of your house. Deliverance out of your house. Somebody say, yeah. I'm so sick in God's house.
I'm going to go home and 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 I' Como
something to the enemy.
Check with the person next to you and say you can have a turn on.